Grandad and John by Jean Willis. Read by David Thorpe. Chapter 1. Weddings and Haircuts.
This is a picture of me and my grandad. His name ain't really grandad, it's Bill. Only I call him grandad because that's who he is. Guess which one of us is oldest? He ain't very tall, so it's hard to tell. Give in. He's 57 and I'm 6, so I'm younger than him, but when I've had more birthdays, we'll be the same age. I got two names. My first name is called John, and my second name is Gunn, same as my mum. Not the same as my dad, though. Ain't got a dad, have I? Well, I have, but I don't know where he is. It's not fair. My mate Sparky, he's got a dad and a PlayStation. I wish I had a PlayStation. If I had a PlayStation, I could shoot the baddies. I have got a gun, only it ain't got bullets. It's got corks. I've shot Grandad with it loads of times. He don't mind normally, but he don't like me doing it when he's watching telly because when I go bang, it makes him jump out of his skin. I'm going to be a soldier when I grow up. Or work in a pub like the railway. You get free crips there. I do anyway. Tina the barmaid gives me them. She gives me free coke and prawn cocktail crips. I can't say crips because I got gaps. The tooth fairy came, only I never saw her because I was asleep. Grandad looks after me round his flat while my mum works in Morrison's. He's looked after me since I was born, but he's useless. He don't know how to feed kids. He keeps on at me to eat fruit. I hate fruit, but he says, no, you don't, John. Eat this orange, it'll put hairs on your chest. So I tell him, no, you eat it, Grandad. I don't want no hairs.